All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and you're listening to Who's Talking. We've got Barry Parkhill in line, and I think Jim Hobgood has more questions.
Yes, Barry, we're going to ask you some questions related to your current job. Bring us up to date on the football support facility. I know there was a setback because of the fire. Are they back on schedule as far as construction is concerned?
Yes, Jim. And now the completion date is going to be right around the 1st of March, which should be in time for, you know, spring practice, and everything is a go. We are probably somewhere a little less than $1 million to go to finish funding for that facility, which is something we've needed for decades, and that's become a priority for athletics when it came on the table. But we're winding it down and looking forward to finish the funding and getting it open for, you know, spring practice for football, but it'll also be used by, you know, all our field sport teams.
Barry, I understand that George Welch is very excited about this facility.
Yeah, and I'm sure he probably wishes he had one when he was coaching. But unfortunately, the cage is what we had, and the cage is used by everybody since the late 1960s and was really not adequate for any sport. But, you know, Coach is certainly an advocate for it, and I think we're thrilled to be able to name it in honor of Coach Welch. And I'm sure he's looking forward to seeing the completed project.
Barry, any other projects on the drawing board or anything in the upcoming future as far as future other projects?
Jim, yeah, if you'd get out a crystal ball, we're hoping sometime real soon to build a clubhouse and a learning center for both our golf programs. We'd like to renovate our women's softball complex. There is a future possibility of a support building for swimming and diving. We've built a brand new track, and I think we needed a brand new track, Jim, because you used to run so much on that track.
I wore it out. There's no question about it. Yeah.
Coach Gibson said, "Hobgood, take a lap."
Right. We've got phase two of the track and field project is out there. So we've got a lot on our plate, but quite honestly, beyond all those projects, one of the things we're really going to focus on over the next 10 years for athletics is increasing our endowment, which is something we've never focused on, and that's something that we really need to try to increase our endowment significantly over the next 10 years.
Well, as I said before, Barry, nobody has done more for Virginia athletics. Maybe George and Terry, but good old number 40. Frank is pointing out number 40. It's hanging up there in the rafters. I think, threw you a couple of passes, so I feel like in a small way I contributed to that.
Well, you not only threw some passes, but you got a lot of rebounds. And, you know, as we all know, the university is a great place. I've been lucky to be here twice, and at the end of the day, you're only as good as your last day's work. So we've got a lot going on.
Well, even by that standard, you're pretty good. So tell Pat and the family we said hello, and we'll have you back on before the basketball season's over.
Always looking forward to it, and I hope to see you soon, Jim, and same with you, Frank.
Thank you, Barry. Take care.
All right, a true legend at the University of Virginia, Barry Parkhill, and as I say, he's done so much for the university athletic program.
All right, we've got a couple of announcements here before we go to the bottom of the hour break. First off, there's the Hokies versus Who's food fight designed to restock the shelves at the Central Virginia Food Bank, which is now called Feed More. It all begins this coming Thursday. Go by your local Martin's grocery store. They've got barrels that you can put the your canned goods and whatever in there. Also, you can go online to richmondwhos.org and contribute money online. What else? We've also got the UVA Club of Richmond is hosting the Downtown Luncheon Series on January 23rd. Was that Wednesday? Down at the Bull and Bear Club. You want to get down there at 11:45. They've got Tom Bandy, class of 1982, as the guest speaker. Come on down. It's a lot of fun. You can go online to register. You can also, they take walk-ups, again, at the Bull and Bear Club this coming Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday lunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great event, and I hope to see you down there. Let's see here. Oh, the play of the game, Hobbo.
Brought to you by our friends at LeClaire Ryan, and Frank has selected something from the basketball game, I believe.
We've selected the men's basketball game versus Florida State. UVA led 28-13 with under 4 minutes to go in the first half when Akeel Mitchell received the ball near the top of the key. Akeel stunned the Noles with a terrific dribble drive fake dunk that electrified the 12,300 fans in JPJ. The Hoos led 33-15 at the half, and his coach Leonard Hamilton of the Noles said basically the game was all but over. Anyhow, the Hoos went on to win by 20. Big win for Tony Bennett and the Hoos.
Yeah, critical game. All right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. When we return, we've got UVA head tennis coach Brian Boland. So stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.